blunts in the biddy. Guns up in Rambo House.
What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And we are broadcasting live from downtown Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen. We are all up off in here. No roof destruction. Today's episode is brought to you by TheHoneyHouse.com. That's DAHoneyHouse.com. The Honey House is where you can meet new friends and socialize online. This is a chance for you to chat your game up. Females who log in daily will gain access to cash, prizes, and whoever imports the most contacts will get free giveaways. So don't wait. Go to TheHoneyHouse.com. I'm doing a lecture out here this Saturday, so I know all of you all are going to be coming out to the lecture, everybody who's around Georgia, South Carolina, all that good stuff. But before we get into all of that, I want to take a real quick commercial break, and I mean real quick. And when I come back, we are going to get to chopping up some good game right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. We'll be right back.
August 1st in Chicago, Illinois, Black Channel Films will be hosting an historic three-hour roundtable with Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Claude Anderson, and attorney Alton Maddox to discuss the creation of a black business district for the first time since the original Black Wall Streets and how you can get involved. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. That's August 1st in Chicago, Illinois. Get tickets now at theblackchannel.net. That's theblackchannel.net.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up, and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
Get ready to join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed filmmaker Tariq Nasheed live on the Code of Conduct Lecture Tour this summer, Sunday, July 5th at the International House of Philadelphia in the city of Philadelphia, Saturday, July 5th at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and Saturday, July 18th at the Southfield Center in Detroit. Get tickets now at www.tariqlive.com. That's TariqLive.com.
Do you believe in metaphysical powers? Do you believe in the power of voodoo? Well, check out my man, Dr. Lionel. He is a Hougan, a Haitian initiated priest located in New Orleans, and he specializes in what's called that work. If you're looking for a job, job promotion, new job, change of money situation, luck improvement, psychic self-defense, to break a hex, anything you need based on spirituality, healing, love, contact my man, Dr. Lionel. Email him at lionelosaze@gmail.com. That's lionelosaze@gmail.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Martin was king, Malcolm was militant, but Stokely was power. Witness the young Stokely Carmichael expound on the philosophy of black power as he prepares for a standoff with police during the March Against Fear. Power, Stokely Carmichael, is a blistering solo one-man show by actor-playwright Michon Lebrun. This world premiere opens July 11th at the Eastman Studios of Gallaudet University, Washington, D.C. For tickets and showtime, go to capitalfringe.org or call 866-811-4111.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
This guy just twist around like a tornado, girl.
We are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show, broadcasting from downtown Atlanta. And we're going to make it do what it do. Today is going to be a quick show. Won't be on too long. It's a late show, too. I was supposed to do the show yesterday, but I was flying into Atlanta. And when I got to town, Expedia, because I booked my flight and everything on Expedia, and they booked the flight, but then booked my hotel for the next day. So then I had to find a hotel last night that was downtown, and most of them were sold out, and this one was sold out that I'm in now. So I ended up staying at the Lowe's Hotel. Shout out to the Lowe's. Very nice hotel. Expensive as hell, but real nice. I stayed there, and I'm back at another hotel. So I've been all over the place since I've been here in Atlanta. And also, since I've been down here, I bought a house today out here in Atlanta. I bought a house that I'm going to use as a rental property. Nice little spot close to downtown. I try to get people to get their investment games up. Got to get that real estate investing popping. Especially near downtown Atlanta. There's a lot of property around downtown Atlanta that brothers and sisters need to be sopping up and sitting on. But I digress. My people out there, let me know where I can get some people. I need a couple of repairs done to the house. Where my Atlanta people at? Let me know where I can find some people. Because in L.A., I got all types of hookups in L.A. I know how to go down and get those day laborers, and I get a whole damn house built for, shit, $80. But my Atlanta folks, let me know where I can get somebody out here to do some real quick, easy contracting work on floors. You know, just real simple stuff. Holla at me. Send me an email at info@TariqElite.com. Ladies and gentlemen. So we're making a do what it do. Let me apologize. There were some people I was supposed to do some interviews, some radio interviews with some people today. And I said I was going to do some interviews with them because they hit me up yesterday. A lot of people have been hitting me up to do interviews. I got several interviews set up for tomorrow, but I was supposed to do some today. But I was taking so long with closing on the house because I bought this house out here cash. So, you know, I went to the leasing place and then the attorney. And then when I went to the bank, you know, I didn't finance. So they made me jump through all types of hoops. Rightfully so. You know, I'm not tripping. But they see a nigga talking about they're going to buy something cash. They're like, okay, we're going to investigate the hell out of you. So it took a little longer. And I didn't get a chance to do some of the interviews that I was supposed to do tonight. Now, some people were cool about it. There were a couple of people who emailed me a little upset. And again, I apologize to those who are upset, but we got to chill out a little bit, though, because y'all hit me up at the last minute to do the interviews, and I said, okay, I'll try to make it. You dig? So let's not get too upset. Let's not go there with all due respect, because it's been a tumultuous time since I've been here. I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and I'm going all over the place in Atlanta, and you know, I got here late and traffic is a bitch and people keep wanting to take pictures with me too. When I run everywhere I go, people are like, hey man, let's take a picture. Even when I'm coming out of hotels, people want to take pictures. Then you got people like trying to get in Hidden Colors. They're like, hey man, I heard you doing another Hidden Colors. You know, I sell barbecue sandwiches right now, but I can be in Hidden Colors, man. I'm real deep. I've been getting a lot of that. So that takes up a lot of time. And I'm not complaining. Shout out to everybody that I've been running into out here in Atlanta. They've been showing so much love, so much respect, and I got it right back for you. And don't forget to get tickets to see me Saturday at the Alliance Theater. Real nice theater right here in downtown Atlanta. I want to see everybody's face in the place. Get your tickets right now at TariqElite.com. And speaking of Hidden Colors, all of you should have your Hidden Colors DVDs at HiddenColorsFilm.com if you don't have it already. Everybody should have their Hidden Colors DVDs. But shout out to Philly. We had a sold out show in Philly. Shout out to the promoter, Kiana. Beautiful sister, wonderful sister. She had that lockdown. Everything ran so smooth. I love to see when things are done and ran in a smooth and professional manner. Because she was like very nervous about not making any mistakes. This sister had food and security, and this sister had it going on. The vendors were great. It was a sister who was selling these pound cakes that I've been just raving over for the last few days. And I had to order some of those pound cakes. Those pound cakes are like crack, nigga. You'd be scratching your back and chin begging for more of those pound cakes from this sister. But shout out to Kiana. We had a great time in Philly. The Philly crowd was off the chain. Much love, much respect to Philly. And the Atlanta crowd is going to be off the chain, too. And don't forget, I'll be in Detroit next Saturday. That's the 18th of July. So the Detroit show is going to be off the hook. I'm going to have my whole family out there. So we're going to have a ball. But let's talk about a few things that's going on, family. A lot of people are talking about the Confederate flag situation still. I know the South Carolina governor basically signed a bill to remove the flag. And that's cool, but we got to understand this. Let's not keep going for these symbolic victories. All right, that's a symbolic victory because people have now relegated white supremacy to a flag. You see? So now they've made the flag the target of their attention. And let's not go for the Jedi mind trick because the flag is not the problem. That Confederate flag is not the problem. It's what that flag represents. That's the problem. You understand? Because now you've taken down a symbol of white supremacy. Now what the fuck are you going to do about white supremacy? That's the question everybody should be asking. See, we need to stop going for the Jedi mind tricks. The question you should ask is, okay, you've taken the symbol of white supremacy down. Now what are we going to do about white supremacy itself? Because these people are still out here representing that flag, and these people are white supremacists, and they still feel that black people should be in a subservient, submissive, second-class position than those in the dominant society, and that's the problem, and what are we going to do about that? And those are some of the things that we talk about on the Code of Conduct Tour. Because I saw a video from, it was some people fighting up in Cincinnati. I think it was in Cincinnati, Ohio. There was a white guy getting jumped by a bunch of people. Now, I don't know what it was for. I don't know if he was out there talking shit. There's a couple of videos of some white people getting jumped. There was some white dude. I don't know where he was. He was somewhere in the South. He came to some cookout, and he had the Confederate flag with him. I don't know why he thought it was a good idea to show up with a Confederate flag. Him and his chick and some other people showed up with a Confederate flag around a lot of black people, and then they knocked him smooth the fuck out. But there's another video. It has nothing to do with the flag, but it was a white guy. He got jumped, got beat up, and some black teens did it. It didn't appear to be racially motivated. I don't know if the white guy was just talking crap. I don't know what it was, but they filled out a police report and the police officer said it was an anti-white attack. And then the officials there had to apologize for her saying that, because if she's going to go ahead and start talking about racial attacks, then we're going to have to talk about all the racial attacks by the police against black folks and these white vigilantes against black folks. So if she wants to open up those can of worms, go ahead and do that. But it's very funny that the white supremacists, if something happens to them, they will be the first ones to point out race and talking about reverse racism and anti-whiteness. They don't do no forgiving at all. They go right for the jugular. So we got to get real serious about the situations that's happening out here. Now, a lot of people are still going in on the Bill Cosby situation. Now, there were some new revelations with the Bill Cosby situation with these women. Most of them are falsely, and I'm going to go ahead and say that, most of them are falsely accusing Bill Cosby, and I'm not a fan of Bill Cosby, and I'm assuming that many of these cases are false because they can't be considered in a criminal case or a civil case. So that means most of these cases must evidently be false. And plus, the backgrounds of some of these women is very questionable. So it's safe to assume that many of these accusations are false against Bill Cosby. And this is not taking up for Bill Cosby at all. But now they come up with this new thing where a judge unsealed a 2004-2005 deposition where Bill Cosby, quote unquote, admitted to obtaining drugs to use with women for the purpose of sex. Now, they've taken that information and the media outlets, they have flipped it. They have flipped it and they put their own slant on it. And they want everybody to go along with the slant. Basically, the slant is Bill Cosby admitted to drugging women. And people on Twitter and social media, they were going on and on about Bill Cosby's admission. And a lot of people, especially black people, were shamed into going along with this false narrative. And anybody who questioned the narrative, they were attacked by a designated shaming committee. And that's what the white supremacists have done. They've concocted this little Negro shaming committee that it's the same circle of black people who troll Twitter. Many of them are those pretend black feminists. Many of them are these people who write for Ebony.com. It's that whole little crew. These people, and I've said for the longest, they're the designated Negro shaming committee. The white supremacists use them to shame black people into going along with the white supremacist narrative. And the thing is with the Bill Cosby situation, if you don't blindly follow what the white supremacists are trying to tell you about Bill Cosby, the Negro Shaming Committee will jump on you talking about, well, oh, you must be pro-rape or you must be anti-woman, and they start shaming people. They shame Jill Scott because Jill Scott was a supporter of Cosby because she said Cosby was her mentor. And now they've shamed her into saying, okay, I made a mistake. And she shouldn't have done that. Don't let the Negro Shaming Committee try to shame you into a false narrative. Because if you got sense enough to read, you got sense enough to not fall for a false narrative. In that deposition that, and they've released certain parts of the deposition of Bill Cosby. In that deposition, it didn't say that he drugged women and raped them. It didn't say that. Basically, with Bill Cosby, and again, I'm not taking up for Bill Cosby. I don't give a fuck about Bill Cosby. But I don't co-sign a lie just because a white supremacist threw it in my face. And the comedian Faison Love, he was going off. The guy who plays Big Worm in the movies Friday. Big Worm or Faison Love, he was going off on a lot of black folks who were blindly following that white supremacist narrative about Bill Cosby. And he went off. He went on a Twitter rant saying that black folks are acting like monkeys, doing what they're told. And he's correct. We got that little slave, monkey see, monkey do mentality when the white supremacists tell us to go along with something. And I'm not getting down like that. I'm not going along with their narrative. And basically what Bill Cosby said in that deposition, they asked him, did he use Quaaludes? And he said, yes, he got Quaaludes from a doctor. And was it for, did you intend on having sex with women with the Quaaludes? Yes. So then they flipped that into him saying that he drugged women and raped them. And that's not what he said. Now, we're going to tell the truth. Let's just tell the truth. And we're going to be up here bullshitting and lying. Well, just go ahead and put your slave pants on and put your tap shoes on and buck dance. Because all he was saying basically is like, shit, everybody in the 60s and 70s was doing Quaaludes. Basically, what he was saying is we got Quaaludes, we got high, and we fucked. That's what everybody was doing, especially in Hollywood. Quaaludes were the mollies of the 60s and 70s. Quaaludes, that was the ecstasy of the time. They even called Quaaludes the love drug. So that's what people would do. People would pop Quaaludes and they would have sex. So that doesn't mean you drug somebody. They would do that in the 70s. So if we're going to attack Bill Cosby, we got to attack everybody who was doing it and admitted it. Like Hugh Hefner, he admitted taking Quaaludes and giving women Quaaludes. The dude, the, what's that guy, the Wolf of Wall Street, he was a Quaalude head. He talked about that throughout his book. Several celebrities talked about all the quaaludes and sex they were doing in the 60s and 70s. So now when they want to single out one person and have this whole moral crusade bullshit, I'm not going for that. And again, just because I disagree with some things that Bill Cosby has said, just like that whole moralizing thing where he reprimanded black folks. And that's another thing. The judge, from what I understand, said that he unsealed the documents because of Bill Cosby's moralizing to black people. That's what the judge said. Because Bill Cosby was doing all this moralizing to black people, he decided to unseal those documents. And I think that's a crock of shit. That's a crock of shit. When has a judge really given a damn about the well-being and what somebody has said to black people? All of a sudden you care about what somebody has said to the black community when it comes to Bill Cosby and all of these people. They do all types of little slick shit. Y'all have these little secret grand juries with sealed juries and sealed documents where y'all kill black folks and lock black people up and throw away the key, and nobody says anything. Now everybody wants to get on this high horse and quote unquote do the right thing. I'm not buying it, white supremacists. I'm not buying it. So we got to get off the bullshit and not let the Negro Shaming Committee, and you'll know who they are. Just look at Twitter. It's the same. It's about 20 of them. It's all these people. And most of them are connected with those pretend black feminists, those people who pretend to be black feminists, and they all write for like Ebony.com and The Root and all of these little writers. It's the same little clique. That's the little Negro Shaming Committee. And you gotta watch out for them. And again, watch out for the white supremacist narrative and don't go for that. But anyway, let's chop up some game. Today's show, I want to chop up some game. I haven't chopped up game in a minute. We're going to talk about some relationship stuff on today's show. We have not chopped up game about that in a quick minute. And I want to touch on something. I want to talk about how much baggage should you accept from women, family. I want to talk about how much baggage should we accept from women. Now, let me read an email I got from one of my listeners, MDW. I ain't going to say my man's whole name. All right, so let me read his email. All right, he says, well, Tariq, this is my situation. I met this young lady at a party I went to on the 4th of July. We talked, we had good conversation, and we have things in common. The only thing is she has 3 kids, all boys. How should I handle this? All right. Now, the woman is 33 years old. So my man is he's trying to get in there. He's trying to hit it and all that good stuff. And I get emails like this all the time. A lot of dudes hit me up saying they got their eye on a certain woman. They're checking out a certain female, but she has some type of baggage. Is it worth dealing with her and her baggage? Usually the baggage can come in the form of children. And children are a blessing, by the way. I'm not trying to say that children are baggage, but if you're out here in the dating game, you're a single dude and you're trying to get into a relationship, and especially if you're a young dude, getting with a woman who has children, that is considered baggage, because now you got to take care of her. If you're talking about a serious relationship, you have to take care of her and pretty much the children. You're going to be dating her and the children. You understand? So that's baggage to a certain degree. And we got to understand, when we talk about baggage, everybody's going to have some type of baggage with them, men and women, when you date them. Because, see, nobody's perfect. All right? And when you deal with people, it's going to be some type of issue you may or may not have to deal with. We're human beings, and we all have human being problems, all right? But the thing is, if you're a young dude and you see a woman who's 33 years old with 3 kids, now you got to ask yourself a lot of questions, because that says a lot about character. 1 kid, okay. 2 kids, all right. But 3 kids, and she's single and that young. Now, that might mean that she's somewhat irresponsible. And I talked about the women with kids situation before. If she was married when she had the kids, or are all the kids by the same dude? A lot of times, situations like that, the kids are by different dudes. So those are major red flags you got to look out for. And understand this. And family, I want y'all to remember this for the rest of your lives when it comes to dealing with baggage. Remember this to your dying day. The amount of baggage you should accept should be directly correlated to how well she compensates for her loss of points. I want y'all to feel what I just said. See, the thing is, you give people leeway. Sometimes if people have baggage, you can give them a little leeway. But the amount of leeway you should give females should directly be correlated to how well she compensates for the points she's losing for having that baggage. So, meaning, if she has one kid and you meet her and you're trying to date her, she better know how to scat on the bat, if you know what I'm talking about. She better know how to really do some sloppy toppy. Put a little lipstick on the dipstick, if you know what I mean, and she got to be a beast with it. Now, if she has two kids, she's going to have to know how to scat on the bat, and she's going to have to know how to cook. Now, if she has three kids, she's going to have to scat on the bat, she's going to have to cook and sew clothes. I'm going old school with it. Her ass going to have to sew, and I ain't seen a woman who knew how to sew in a long time. You don't meet women who know how to sew, unless she's an Asian chick working at a fucking sweatshop. But she's going to have to bring some real tangibles to the table. If she's got three kids, especially by three different dudes, she's going to have to make up for that shit. That's just the harsh reality of the game. Because the thing is, if you're dealing with a chick and she has a gang of kids and she don't have nothing to bring to the table, no compensation, then why are you dealing with her? Why don't you just get a chick with no baggage? Because compared to all the other women out there who don't have kids, she's not a good look right there. So to make her even competitive to the other females out there who don't have kids, she's going to have to compensate for that in some way. And again, I'm just using kid as a metaphor, by the way. Kid is a metaphor for baggage. Baggage could be a bunch of stuff. It could be a physical handicap, whatever. I mean, I had a female one time who... We casually dated, and something was wrong with one of her ears. She couldn't hear that good out of one ear. And I wasn't tripping, but she was a freak with it, though. You dig? So I didn't even trip on that little ear. It made it hard for sex. Sometimes we'd be getting it in. I'd be like, shit, whose is it? She'd be like, huh? I'd be like, whose is it? Huh? Whose pussy is this? Huh? Whose is it? Oh, yours? So it would be hard for her to hear sometimes, but she was a cool ass chick. But the thing is, that baggage, you've got to compensate for that baggage. It could be a physical deficiency. You could be dating a woman and she could have a wooden titty, and if one of the titties are missing or they're messed up, her other titty better be on point. That other titty better be succulent. She better get some damn a one breast implant, a half off on silicone. So she has to compensate for whatever the deficiency or whatever the baggage is. Again, baggage can come in the form of a handicap or a deficiency or children. So different things can be considered baggage. And another thing, family, you got to watch out if a person is acting too perfect, because that's another thing. Sometimes you might meet a person and everything is right. They ain't got no baggage. And everything is a little bit too cool, too soon. Like, they're giving up the scatty scat on the bat. They're cooking, cleaning, sewing, ironing your clothes, doing everything they're supposed to real fast, real soon in a relationship. And that could be a red flag, too. Because sometimes everything is cool. You dating this person and they're acting all nice and sweet and lovely. And one day you're on the phone and you holler over at your chick, hey, turn the TV down real quick, I'm on the phone. And you just kind of do that innocently, and then the next day, she take it the wrong way, and you sitting at home eating breakfast, and she's looking at you smirking, and then you start coughing uncontrollably, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And she's looking at you like, huh, how's your breakfast? And you're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, remember when you yelled at me? I don't like people yelling at me. My ex yelled at me, and he was abusive. You're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, nigga, I put rat poison in your grits, nigga. You got 20 minutes to live. You ain't gonna yell at another bitch again, are you? You scandalous. You scandalous. And your ass roll over and die. Those extra nice females are real dangerous. Some of those extra nice females that I've met who's all cool and sweet and dainty, they've always... I mean, I'm talking about like that when you first meet them too soon, when they're doing a whole bunch of shit too soon, they flip. And when they flip hard. It's a hard flip. And that's what they're being so nice for, because they know they gonna flip. They know that something is gonna set their little crazy psychotic asses off, and they gonna flip. And they want you to still be around after they flip, because they'll flip real hard one day and then look at you like you're supposed to forgive them and remember all that good shit they did before they flipped. Because everything is cool, everything is good. Then one day, y'all get into an argument, and then she go burn your car up. I mean, burn your car all the way up. Burn your car to ashes. And then the next day be trying to butter up. Babe, why you mad? Motherfucker, you just burned my damn Chevy up. The fuck you talking about? I'm sorry, want me to sew you some clothes? Like, fuck out of here in your sewing machine. Try to butter you up, crazy ass. And some of y'all simp niggas out there, okay, just give me some more of that scatting and I'll just buy another car. Just suck it one good time and I'll just go down to the car leasing place. But don't go for that, family. Remember, man, you got to understand, the compensation for their baggage has to be equal or greater than you dealing with the baggage. And understand this, if her only compensation is a physical attribute, that's cool for a while, because a lot of times the chick will have a big ass. She have a whole bunch of baggage, but her ass is big and it shakes, and a lot of niggas will just let a lot of shit go. Like, oh, she got 10 kids. Well, shit, all those kids need a father. You see that ass? So y'all just kind of go with the big ass and go with the baggage. But after a while, ultimately, you're going to get tired of the physical attribute. And that big ass becomes whatever, then you start looking for other shit. So again, make sure that the female can compensate for her baggage, and you be able to compensate for your baggage too, because dudes have baggage too. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I told you it's going to be a quick show today. Don't forget, man, y'all join me in Atlanta. I'm out here in Atlanta, family. Here I am. Also, what clubs are going on tomorrow night? Because I'm doing an interview at Hot 97 tomorrow night. And after that, we hitting up some damn clubs. Let me know some of the non-ratchet spots so me and my crew can go to the club tomorrow night. Where's my Atlanta people? All my Atlanta players that hang with us when we come out here. Y'all holla at me too to let us know all the cool spots in Atlanta. And after my lecture Saturday, we're going to hit some up on Saturday night. Let me know the spots on Saturday night. And let me know what goes on Friday night. We might do a little club hopping and all that good stuff. But anyway, y'all, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Go to TariqElite.com to get those melanin t-shirts that y'all keep asking me about. People love my melanin t-shirts. And don't forget to get your tickets to join me at TariqLive.com. I'm going to holla. Peace.